here in New Brajadam. Boy, it's really chilly. It's 16 degrees Celsius outside. This morning we had a really short morning program after Guru Puja. All the devotees have gone out into the gardens, in the fields, or just cutting up fruit for making jams, and I don't even know Beth, is it how they say that in English anymore? Anyway, for the winter. And it's a nice program. We're doing that now 3 days a week during the summer. And it's important that we do it so that even here in New Rajadam, which is our self-sufficiency center in Hungary, that all the devotees, no matter what department they're engaged in, they don't get this sort of misunderstanding that the responsibility for Boga is just with a certain department, a certain number of devotees, and that they don't have any personal involvement in that. And that's why I also encourage devotees from around the country to come down, stay for a few weeks, not only to worship Radhisham, but to go out there and get first-hand experience of what food means. Food neither comes from shops, neither does it come from a temple kitchen. It comes from grounds, it comes from gardens, it comes from wheat fields, and it takes work to make it happen, and the more devotees have practical experience with that, the better off they are, at least the more rounded persons they are, and the more they'll appreciate Boga and food when they get it in the form of Bhagavad Prasadam. Today I'm just going to answer a lot of questions that I've been getting from devotees about how am I, how's my back, how's this herniated disc, and in brief, it's better. I think I'm improving, although I had a few what I would call really bad days. But I really feel some significant improvement. One symptom of that is that I used to have in my right thigh down to my knee complete numbness. Now that numbness has sort of changed to pain. The reason the pain's better is because it means that the nerve is, which is being pushed by the herniated disc, that it's communicating properly. Numbness is not so good because it may be a sign of a dying nerve. Anyway, so that's better. And pain, I mean, I use the word pain. It's not it's not something that makes me pull my sikha out, but it's a certain level of discomfort. And that's what I'm using right now as a indicator, as a compass for what to do and how much to rest, and when I'm overdoing it, and when I need to pull back. The less the pain, the better the condition. So the whole idea is to somehow or another ease that pain. And the best position for me is laying down. The worst position is just sitting in one place. And of course, laying down is not exactly our dharma. We've been trained in Krishna consciousness to lay down as little as possible and to do as much service as possible. So I'm laying as much and when as pain indicates that I should. And that means that I'm avoiding taking painkillers so that I get a sense of actually what the body's saying. And in this treatment, really the most difficult part is the psychological part. That means sort of modifying lifestyle, not pushing, because I've had this sort of condition, I think, for a year, but particularly significantly for the last 6 months or more, since January. And not just pushing when there's pain, but now knowing that actually it could get worse if I do that, I need to be able to moderate myself. And that's difficult. As I had mentioned earlier, it means that I feel that I need to lay down at night. I need to rest my body a minimum of 6-7 hours, maybe sometimes even more. And so depending on when I go to sleep at night, that's when I'll rise in the morning. Even if I wake up, I'm chanting some of my rounds now, laying down. That's why in Budapest, where sort of my room is like an aquarium, anyone can see in from anywhere, I pull the blinds now in the morning, because you know, I'm laying down there chanting, chanting my rounds, and it means that I may not always show for Mangalartik or until deity greeting, and if I don't give class, sometimes I may not even come until later, and that's something that I need sort of support with from the devotees, particularly because that support helps me sort of psychologically accept the need to do that. And then during the day I lay down in the afternoon again. I always used to take rest after prasadam, and now I again do it until I feel that my back is better. Sometimes when I rest enough, when I get up, I don't feel anything until I start moving around. In other words, it feels, my back feels so good. And then as I start moving around, particularly as I sit, although actually my sitting used to be very, very painful. At a certain point, I just really couldn't stand it. It was really torture. That's eased up quite a bit, although amongst all things to do, as mentioned, sitting is the worst thing. Doctor, he's been giving me acupuncture, some massage, and moving, loosening up the spine, and some anti-inflammatory medication, which is meant to make the bring the inflammation in the disc down. And when that's coming down, and I assume that it is, that's why I'm doing better, then we're going to start some kind of physiotherapy. And I'll have to go about 5 to 10 times to get physiotherapy, and then after that I'll have to practice my own, do my own type of exercises, and we'll see how long that takes. There's a particular method for that. It's an exercise method that's called the Alexander method, and that's what I'll be practicing. And in time, it should get, I don't think, as good as new, because it'll always be a sensitive area, but I'll recover. But I'll always have to be careful, which means carrying weights, extra loads, excessive strain. I'll have to be sensitive and be careful not to get too carried away, particularly times I get carried away, or in kirtan or bhajan, I'll get just too carried away on ignoring the signals that my body's giving. Because I remember when this thing happened, it was in January when really something really seriously different happened, and that was during chanting that we had in January at the manor, and I felt that at that point it was sort of something was coming, and then something happened, and I knew that I'd done something. I didn't know what it was, but in the time that I was away in India, this whole numbness really sort of started to set in to my feet and legs, my thigh particularly. Anyway, I've also tried doing bhajan this morning, and that was good. I have a wedge-shaped pillow, and that was great for that. In fact, I recommend anyone who plays the harmonium sitting down, or playing mridanga sitting down, to get these wedge-shaped pillows. I'm going to get a couple of them for the devotees here. And yesterday I also got a pair of shoes. I think they're called MBE, and no, MBT. I just see it here. And there are these sort of specialized shoes, particularly meant for helping the back. And that's another addition to the therapy. And I'm also using a back brace. I used a back brace in Rath Yatra, and that's one thing that really helped me stay straight and I think really tied things in for the duration of that whole kirtan. And anyway, in conclusion, the main thing is somehow or another for me to be able to continue doing just that kirtan chant and do service without chanting. Life's not really worthwhile if you can't chant Hare Krishna. Easy to lose raison d'être, as they say in French, reason for living. And of course, service is our main thing. Serve Radisham, Gornitai, Srila Prabhupada, there's so much to do. So overall, I need to somehow or another strike a balance between all of these things that I'm mentioning and be able to just get it just right. Do the needful for the back, do the needful in terms of service, be able to chant Hare Krishna, and continue on with practicing Krishna consciousness. Just a P.S., the last point. Every devotee who I've spoken to, a well-wisher, has personal experience, a relative's personal experience, some type of exercise, some kind of therapy, a gadget, a retreat center, place to go where my condition will certainly get miraculously cured. I really appreciate everyone's love and well wishes. I'm taking note of the good advice that I'm getting, but I'm passing it by my doctor and I'm just giving it to him and letting him tell me what to do. I think that's the appropriate thing to do. You have a doctor. You finally, like a spiritual master, you accept him and then you do what he says. You have a doctor, you finally accept his advice, and then whatever he tells you, then you follow that. So the good ideas and recommendations I'm getting from devotees, I'm not ignoring, but I'm not just going to do helter-skelter. First reason is because I've got more advice than I have time in the day to do. I need to have a separate house for all of the different ingredients and paraphernalia that would go along with doing that. And but let me put it to the doctor, those things that he approves of and suggests and that I can add to my existing program, I will do. And otherwise, I won't. Aside from that, it's a matter of time for me as well. I'm already concerned how much time a day this Alexander method will take up. Anyway, Hare Krishna to everyone, and be in touch tomorrow.